It's the Central Pittsburgh. I'm Kevin Gavin, sitting in today for Paul Guggenheimer. We've all received wedding invitations, and Sunday you're invited to what would have been a wedding reception at the Priory on the north side. Here to explain why I use those words, would have been, and what it has become, is our next guest. Phil Laboon is the CEO of iFlow Internet Marketing, an online marketing firm. Phil Laboon, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so what happened?
I was set to be married and recently called off the wedding last minute. And decided everything was already paid for, so I already had the food, the alcohol, the venue. So I've worked with Surgicore in the past, and I thought, why not turn it into a big fundraiser?
And so you didn't feel sorry for yourself. You just turned it into a chance to help the kids.
Maybe a little bit. So, it's definitely a tough situation for anybody that's ever been in this situation. They know about it. But the first thing that I thought of was I'm not just going to throw a massive party or something like that. I wanted to do something good. And I've worked with Surgicore and Jack in the past, and I've attended their fundraisers. And I love the organization.
Well, you mentioned Jack, and we're pleased to be joined now by Dr. Jack Demas. He is a plastic surgeon, reconstructive surgeon, and founder of Surgicore International. Jack, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, tell us a little bit about Surgicore.
Founded 20 years ago in 1994, so this is our 20th anniversary. Our mission is to provide free medical and surgical care to those in need in developing countries. In the past 20 years, we've been to 17 countries, evaluated probably over 8,000 patients, and performed 4,000 procedures.
And these procedures needed because of injuries, birth issues?
Well, it's a combination of a number of things. We really don't turn anybody down, but the primary things we do are cleft lip and palate, burn scar contractures, traumatic injuries, snake bites. Everything's different in each country, has their particular type of problems, so to speak. But it's been a good 20 years, a very good 20 years.
And that must make you feel good because you've had a long practice and, feels good when you heal somebody locally, but it must make you feel maybe even better, or am I assuming too much when it's a kid that...
A very valid assumption. I think we've basically, when we go overseas, we take care of those that were born in the wrong zip code, so to speak. People that really have nothing, when we allow them to become functional members of our societies, it's a very good feeling. I retired about 6 years ago from active practice. Surgicore has allowed me to rationalize my retirement. I'm still doing things that I was trained to do and things that I love to do.
Okay. Phil, you mentioned earlier that you had known Jack and supported Surgicore in the past. How did that relationship come about?
So I used to live part of the year in Costa Rica, and I think Sharon Tomko introduced us. She throws a massive fundraiser for Surgicore, and I went last year, and I was really moved. I mean, if you see these pictures and what Jack and his team is able to do, it's just amazing. I think there might have been a tear or two shed. And so I decided, I really like to help them. So I donated my Costa Rica house for raffle. I think it was one of the biggest money makers at the raffle. And, we also donated cash and we did the fundraiser stuff, which was really cool. But then it always kind of stuck with me. And so this just seemed like an organization that, and I'm getting a lot of flack for not helping a quote unquote Pittsburgh charity, but it really is. And I think this money is going to go way farther than anything we could have done in Pittsburgh. But Jack could probably speak more to that.
Well, we even though we work overseas, we are a Pittsburgh-based charity. Charity that Pittsburgh can be very, very proud of. We've dramatically impacted the lives of thousands of individuals the world over. So, yes, it isn't something that we do here in Pittsburgh. Our warehouse is here. Our company organization is based here. So it's an opportunity to give back. And I think Phil has gone over and above that. It would have been very easy for him to say, you know something? Look, this is not fun. I'm just going to say, forget it. The money's gone. He didn't do that. He took the opportunity to say, we're going to make something good out of this.
Well, following up, there are plenty of wonderful charities in the Pittsburgh-based whose work is done where? Overseas. Brother's Brother, where they collect these shipments.
Exactly right.
For the Ebola outbreak in Africa.
A wonderful organization, Brother's Brother.
There are plenty of them. So any flack Okay. All right. I guess you could. Maybe you have another fundraiser, Phil. I don't know.
That's what I said. We're going to start a no-ring tour, okay. And I'll do this every year. I probably will end up doing more fundraisers. I think I was – you know, it's obviously intimidating, and it's not something you think about. I'm a business owner, so I have a lot of other things to worry about every day. But I think, you know, doing maybe nothing this size, but doing some fundraisers will definitely be in my future.
So the fundraiser is called –
Lemonade.
And it's out of the old saying of making lemonade out of lemons or something else.
Yeah, it's a combination of lemonade, turning lemons to lemonade, but also aid is spelled AID. So kind of like Farm Aid or right. All the different aids out there, where we thought it was a really clever way. And who knows, maybe we were the first to think of it. I doubt it. But it was just an interesting way to use it. And I think it's getting a lot of traction just today. Well, in the last 2 hours, I think we've had over 8,000 likes on Facebook and over 900 shares. And that was just on one post in the last 2 hours. So it's starting to go national. We're getting a lot of exposure outside of Pittsburgh, a lot of capital going to be coming in, donations from all over the world.
Well, people can't be breaking down the doors because you need to reserve in advance, correct?
You do need to reserve in advance. We are very nervous that we're definitely going to sell out. There's without a doubt, probably within the next few hours. People can still make donations. We have a silent auction. Chance auction where people can donate gift baskets or gift cards. And we've been overwhelmed. We've had over $30,000 in donations for the auction. And you do have to buy your tickets in advance if you want to come. Just please don't just show up because we will not have tickets.
Okay. So, and again, it's Sunday at 6 p.m. at the Priory. You have a great location. You picked a great location for the wedding reception, and it turns out to be a great location for this fundraising party.
I think so. Yeah, it's a beautiful – if you've never been there, it's one of the most beautiful locations, whether it's a wedding or a fundraiser. I couldn't have picked a better place.
All right, Jack. And so the kids are going to benefit from this. And you mentioned some of the countries where you do your work?
On a yearly basis, we're committed to Guatemala, Bhutan. It's a small country in the Himalayas, right, near India and Nepal, Vietnam, and Zambia. Mm-hmm. But again, we've been to Uganda, Nepal, India, Nigeria, Mali, Brazil, Paraguay. Where else? A couple other. Kenya, Tanzania, Ethiopia. We've been to a lot of places.
Earlier, you mentioned 20 years. Keep in touch with any of these kids or their families?
We go back to a lot of different countries on a yearly basis. Mm-hmm. If a country commits to us, we will commit to the country.
What does that mean, committing?
Good hospital, docs that will help us take care of patients, docs that will bring patients to us, nurses that will be involved in patient care. In other words, they'll say, hey, we see that Surgicore has a lot to offer us. Here's what we can offer you. So we're going back to Vietnam, for example, the 13th time in October. Hmm. We've been to Bhutan 9 times, Guatemala probably 15 times.
So, and you bring your skills. Are there any materials, supplies?
If you don't bring it, it's not going to be there. So we try and be as self-sufficient as possible with respect to bringing equipment, suture material, things like that. We can't bring an operating room table, anesthesia machine, oxygen, those types of things. We're a team. We're a good team, but we must work within the capabilities of the country itself.
And so your fundraiser, Phil Laboon, is going to help make some of those supplies possible that are needed for the surgical procedures and medical procedures.
Right? Exactly. It's the medical supplies. And I mean, Jack could probably give you more specifics. I don't want to put any words in his mouth. But yeah, it's going to pay for the stuff that they need to make it happen. The doctors are paying their own way. And there's a lot of people donating their time and resources. But as Jack said, if it's not there, they can't do it. So the bandages and antibiotics or whatever else they need, I'm sure Jack knows more. But yeah, we're here to try to raise money to pay to give them the tools to do the surgeries.
You mentioned earlier that you lived in Costa Rica. So have you plan on maybe visiting one of these countries to see what your good intentions might translate into?
Definitely. I love to travel. I'm a huge traveler. I've been all around Central and South America. So, yeah, I'm definitely, Jack, I'll commit to
it. Good. I'm glad you brought that up because I'm going to remember this.
Yes, I will
we're going to get hit with a trip, and I'm going to pick the country.
All right. Deal.
Okay.
He will generate many, many smiles from this fundraiser. Okay. Many smiles.
So if he reneges, we've got the tape.
Fair enough.
Scouts on it.
Fair enough.
Okay. So how many people can you accommodate Sunday?
So originally we were hoping that we would hit 100. Now I think we're going to max out at 280, which is the capacity for the event. So we're pretty sure we're going to sell those tickets. We've gotten hundreds of emails just in the last few hours. So it's just a management issue is really what we're trying to get through. So I think we may be able to max this out. But the sooner people pre-buy tickets, the sooner we can we can plan.
All right, Phil, this was intended to be a wedding reception. Are you going to be wearing a tux or not?
No way. I wasn't going to wear a tux to the wedding.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, and as Jack and I, we are both very casual people.
Yes.
So, as you can see, what we're dressed in now, we are going to probably be wearing one step above what T-shirt and jeans, I would imagine.
Quick question. Have you ever seen this approach before, a canceled wedding turning into a fundraiser?
I haven't, but
I haven't either.
Yeah, I think that's why it's going viral and it's getting the thousands of shares and thousands of likes. I think it's just something very interesting, and to me, it almost seemed natural. I didn't honestly think it was that big of a deal. It was more for I thought my family and friends that were already coming out, this would be a way for them to still whatever they were going to give me, they could give to the charity and come out. And I was honestly not expecting anything close to this.
Okay.
But you stepped up to the plate, and that to me is important.
Yeah, I definitely pushed it as hard as I could, but being that I've never done it, I had no idea what to expect or anything. But I'm very, very, very shocked.
Well, there would have been a lot of smiling faces at your wedding reception, but I think there's going to be a lot more smiling faces on the kids that you're never even going to see as a result of this. Gentlemen, thank you so very much for being here.
Thank you. Our pleasure.
Phil Laboon is the CEO of iFlow Internet Marketing. He's hosting Lemonade Sunday at 6 p.m. at the Priory, and it will benefit Surgicore, and Dr. Jack Demas is the founder of Surgicore. And that is the Central Pittsburgh for today. I'm Kevin Gavin, filling in for Paul Guggenheimer. Our guest host tomorrow is Andrew Conti, investigative reporter for the Pittsburgh Tribune-Review. Thanks for listening.